You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
We need God more than ever. And you also need God to inspire bravery. If you don't believe in God, how can you be brave in the face of assassination? It's only God.
I also believe that God can be proud of you when you do your absolute best. And I don't think many people genuinely do their best in the world anymore. When I say do your best, people sit and go, oh, yeah, okay. No, when's the last time you actually did your best? Like, I don't train to run marathons, but I know if I gave my best, I could run a marathon right now, first try. If I gave my best, life depending on it. When's the last time people have genuinely given their best to anything? There are people going through the world and going through life today that don't give their best or 100% effort to anything ever. Ever. They can't remember the last time they tried. So when I'm sitting in a dungeon, I'm sitting in a Romanian jail cell, I understand that it is a chance that God has given me and my ancestors are watching for me to do my absolute best and to show to them that I am the man I say I am. You can't become the most famous man in the world for mental resilience and God not test your mental resilience. I think that would be a very amateur way to view the world, that you can now become one of the most famous men in the world who talks about mental discipline and mental resilience and God's not going to test it. I think God's going to come along and say, okay, you want to be Mr. Famous. All right, let's see what you have. So I believed it was a chance to show God and show my ancestors and show my father that I am the man I say I am.
Well, it says in the Quran, just because you believe, you think Allah will not test you. Just because you believe in me, you think you're not going to be tested.
I think being tested is a great thing for you.
That's how God shows love.
Yeah.
Because God's love is a disciplinarian love. It's a masculine love. It's like a father. A father shows love through putting you on the bike, letting you fall over, letting you hurt your knee, picking you back up, putting you back on the bike. That's how a father shows love, and God is the same.
We learn through pain and suffering, which is why God gives it to us, because God is here to teach us. God is like a father, and a father teaches you, I believe, through pain. If a dad wants to teach you how to ride a bike, he puts you on the bike, lets you fall off and get hurt, puts you back on the bike over and over and over until you can ride the bike. God does the same thing.
You don't get the lessons you want, you get the lessons you need.
Absolutely agree. So I believe that bad things happening to you are a fantastic thing. I believe you need to be strong enough to deal with them and then articulate them.
Some people only learn the hard way, especially men. God's actually very nice, because I believe God gives us a whole bunch of chances to learn a lesson the easy way.
It's called life.
Of course. He'll give you, think of the harshest lesson. You don't even have to say what it is, but think of the harshest lesson you've had in the last few years. And think of how many times you had the easy way to learn that lesson before it got bad.
Like that.
Think how many times you could have just woke up and go, nah. Yeah. But we don't, do we?
Nope.
We wake up like, we got away with it. It's fine. And then bam, you get hit. There's only two ways to learn lessons, hard and harder. If you're smart, you take it the hard way. Real idiots take it the hardest way.
Yeah.
But there's no easy way to learn lessons. So you're right. I agree with everything you say. And that's how God teaches anyway. That's how God is always going to teach, because God is a disciplinarian love. I think it says, someone said this to me, I think in school you learn things and then you're given a test. But with God, you're given the test and then you learn things. And that's the way it works.
The thing for me was actually, I guess, a scientific principle. It was Newton's law of equal and opposite force. If there is evil in the world, and I'd like to think we both agree there certainly is.
Yes.
There has to be an equal and opposite force, which is good. And I would like to think that that is God. Even the idea of God as a notion, even just as a concept, if that idea of God resists evil, then God is real. If you have two islands, you have two people, let's say a ship crashes, and you have two people who swim to two different islands, and one island they're atheists, savages, and they rip you apart. And the other island you get there and they believe in God and they believe they're not allowed to kill you. Even just their idea of God, God saved your life. So I think even just the concept of God in and of itself, if enough people believe in it makes them do good, then God must be true. And that's the equal and opposite force to the evil of the world. And this is how I view it. So I don't see how anybody with a conscience cannot believe in God anymore.
When I sat there and I became religious because I realized there's so much evil in the world, God must exist. You can't equal an opposite force.
Light has science. Darkness.
Light has a darkness. Yeah. And I see so much pure evil. The devil must be real, which means God must be real.
It's interesting that this is almost proof for God in so many ways when you're going to wake up and realize that there is genuine evil in the world and there's genuine good in the world. And there are two sides and two camps. And I do believe that the good is on the side of truth. And I do believe that comes from God. And there's many different ways to God. I think there is one God and there's different religions. And I don't want to argue the differences between the religions, because I think we have a lot more in common than we have, especially in the fight against evil, than we have as differences.
I think when you start to analyze, people who are atheistic and go, God's stupid. You don't need God. They're not even smart enough to look at the big picture and realize without God, there's nothing.
Yeah.
You have nothing but anarchy and chaos. And I tell you, when 10 armed men turn up at your house, putting a gun to your head, you'll wish God was there. You'll be praying then, Mr. Atheist, Mr. Tough Guy. Then you'll start talking about God. And it could have been prevented in the first place if society was preserved, if there weren't atheists like you talking godlessly. That's what these clowns don't even understand. Without God, there's nothing. It's all a joke.
I'm far more embarrassed about old videos I made that were anti-God. I feel genuinely bad about those, much worse than that. I'm doing the absolute opposite.
Right.
I'm trying to push children towards religion. Right. I'm trying to push kids towards God.
And I feel like Christianity's lost a lot of its presence in recent times. And that breaks my heart. I'm a Muslim now, but that breaks my heart. Because people of the book are people of the book, and we need more God, not less God. And I don't care what God you worship, if you worship God and you're a good person. And it's a shame, really, that Christianity's reached a point where it's mocked so openly and so publicly in Christian nations. That breaks my heart. And I think the attraction of Islam for me personally, and also for a lot of other people now, is there's a lot of people who are just tired of being mocked. And they want a religion which they respect and other people respect. And you can disagree with Islam all you want, and whether you're an atheist or you're a Christian, and you can disagree with it all you want. And I'm not an Islamic scholar to argue that point. However, I will argue the point that it is the most respected religion on the planet. Nobody openly mocks it without fear. If they do, they at least make sure they're very careful about hiding their face or hiding behind a police barricade. Whereas people will mock Christianity openly and think it's a joke. And I feel like it's time for the Christians to take power back by ensuring that their religion is respected.
I mean, people often ask why I reverted to Islam. And I heard someone say something that you see life and you see other people as you see yourself. So if you're a thief, you think everyone's a thief. You're worried about everyone stealing from you because you would steal in their position. That's how you like view the world.
That's how cheaters view.
That's how cheaters view the world. That's right. And then I was sitting thinking, well, maybe, and of course, this just came from my mind. I said, well, maybe you see a religion how you see yourself. Like, I see myself as somebody who is feared. Nobody would want to mock. I see myself as somebody with strict standards and discipline. I see myself as somebody who stands up for what he believes in and doesn't care if he's assaulted and attacked for it. Maybe that's why it was so appealing to me. And then I'd sit and I'd study it and I'd read and I'd realize how close it actually is to Christianity. We believe in so many of the same things. And I don't want to get in trouble here because I am not an Islamic scholar in any way, but I've had even other people say to me, some Christians who I spoke to who started to read the Quran, they're like, it's just condensed. It's like stronger.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the appeal of it is to me. And I also like having hard yeses and nos. And I believe that if you have a religion where you just accept everything, then you believe in nothing. There has to be a line in life. There has to be a line that you won't let someone cross. And with God, there should be the same. And my only concern with Christianity, and I argued this with my brother at length, is if God will really truly forgive anything, if he'll truly forgive you doing the most heinous acts you can possibly think of, and you repeatedly do them and you won't learn your lesson and you'll do them over and over again, and even Christians themselves won't ostracize you, is that too far? Is that too much freedom?
But in general, if you look at most Christian countries in the West, it's insane. A man just got charged with a hate crime for removing the head of a devil statue that Satanists had put inside a church. And he took the head off it, and he is being charged with a hate crime. Him! In a Christian country, Christianity has lost all of its merits as a religion. If you do not have strong parameters of what is right and what is wrong, and if you're afraid to say them, go to a Christian and say, is homosexuality allowed? Do you agree with it? And they're going to pussyfoot around the question. They're going to say, well, you people can make their own choices. God loves everyone. The Bible says no. The Quran says no. You're homophobic. The Quran says no. Done. I'm not going to be part of a religion or adhere to a religion that doesn't have strict beliefs, because then it's not a religion anymore. If you tolerate everything, you stand for nothing.
So there's only Islam left. Now, I'm not going to insult Christians. I believe there's one God, and I believe the different religions are perhaps different languages to say the same thing. You can say coffee cup in German. You can say coffee cup in English, but it's still a coffee cup. There are different ways to say the same things. But Islam is so much stricter.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Much more respectable. You can feel it. So if you truly believe in God, I don't see how you could not want to be a Muslim. I don't see how you can feel any pride in being a Christian. And that's why I reverted. Not because I'd always believed in God, but I just found the language that made the most sense to me. And I don't see any other language that makes sense anymore. I feel like it's a very easy choice for anyone who truly believes in God. And if you don't believe in God in the world we're currently in, then I don't know what's wrong with you, because God is the only one who can fix this mess. So you better start believing, because you're going to need him. We're going to need God to fix this mess, because we're going to need a global awakening of consciousness. We need people to realize they've been lied to from head to toe. We need paradigms to break. And when paradigms break, things often get chaotic and messy, and wars come before a new paradigm is installed.
Isn't that just the rise and fall of empires?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have to hope that new paradigm being installed is better than the old one. And what we need, once again, is for people to love each other and care about their community and care about their children and care about one another. And if that's not God, tell me what is. We need God more than ever. You can't replace God with anything else. You can't replace it with money. You can't replace it with government. You're going to need faith in God to win this war. Because it's only faith in God that's going to make you say, no, I believe in X. I love my family. I love where I live. God wants me to tell the truth and stand up for what is right, despite the fact that I am persecuted for it. We need more God. Why are all the people in charge of the world trying to get rid of God if he's not their enemy? That's the only thing they fear. The only thing they fear is people waking up and saying, no, this is wrong. It is morally wrong. And for that reason, we refuse. They don't want that. No. They want to make everything subjective. It removes the subjectiveness. You know what's right, you know what's wrong. And for anyone who also doesn't believe in God, if these religions are man-made, why do they go against the wills of men? If we're going to make man-made religions, why don't the religions tell us to do all the things we want to do and run around and sin? No, so we need God. And I think that he is our last hope at this point. I think the world is very fundamentally broken. And the demons operate in the shadows, and truth is light, and God is truth. And I think the more you speak the truth, the closer you're going to become to God. And that's why I feel good inside if I sit here and tell the truth.
Well, God is the final barrier. The final barrier to the slave programming is always going to be God, because there's a firm right and there's a firm wrong. They're going to come along and convince us all that the sky is green. And it's unfortunate, because slowly they're going to win. Right now, we laugh at the fact that a man can chop his dick off and become a girl. We laugh at that. But our great-grandchildren won't laugh at that idea. Unfortunately, slowly they're creeping in. And the only barrier to this insanity, the final protection, is God, the book that says yes and no. Simple. So when you remove God from society, you live in godless societies. Yeah, you have the moral degradation, but it doesn't just destroy the populace. It destroys the institutions of the populace. That's the worst thing about it. And now we're living in a society which is so brutally corrupt to the core. The best hope you have is to believe in God and find some degree of religious ideology amongst the everyday life. That's the best hope you have, is to find a society where people are afraid of God.
Mm.
And that's why they're trying to destroy us. As simple as that. Because the demons operate in the dark. Demons need lies. Demons can't do their job in the light. And the light is truth. God is light. God is truth. If you tell the truth, if we have a battlefield, a playing field of truth, They can't do their snakery and their lies. They need deception. They require deception. That's not a man, that's a woman. The sky is green. They need all this garbage so that they can keep you in your slave box.
Only God is going to get to a point where he says, it doesn't matter how much you pay me, doesn't matter what you make me believe, it doesn't matter what the AI machine does, doesn't matter how you've psyoped me and indoctrinated me, it doesn't matter how long you've been trying to convince me this is true, I know that my holy book and the God I believe in says this is wrong, so I refuse to believe. Only God is the final barrier to the absolute slave mind insanity, which is why they fear God, which is why they don't want to teach children about religion.
You talk about God and we talk about faith. To be a disciplined religious person, the word is discipline. It requires discipline. It takes discipline to read the Bible. It's not going to be screaming kids. It's not going to be flashing images. It's not going to be as entertaining as a stream with 30 naked girls. No, you're going to have to sit down, pay attention, read, focus, reflect, try and find the lesson in the parable, get confused, read it again, ask for help. You're going to have to study. That takes discipline. Most of these children today are so messed up from TikTok, they can't even focus on one page of a book, any book, because all they do is scroll. As we're destroying the new generation and removing their ability to focus on anything, removing their ability to be disciplined, you're taking them from God.
I think that God should be feared. I believe that God should be feared. I fear God. Mm-hmm. It's one of the only things I fear. And I believe that also you see God to a degree, or you see religion how you see yourself. And I see myself as a person of strong principles and strong morals. And I like to think of myself as the kind of person nobody really wants to cross. Not because I'm a psycho, but because I'm a man of capability and I'm smart and I'm strong and nobody wants to make an enemy of me. So I feel like I find an affinity to a belief system which has very similar outlooks. And there's a whole bunch of other things I can say from the Quran and Islamic texts, etc. But to keep it very vague and very broad for people who are not Islamic, I felt God when I was in an Islamic country. If I went to an Islamic country,
that's the problem.
I felt God. You don't feel any God. How is it a Christian country if Satanists are mocking Jesus on the streets? Okay.
This is why we need God more than ever. Because if you don't have God, you don't have a soul and you don't feel guilty. If I had started a war in Libya, I would look in the mirror now and say, all that death, all that destruction, a destabilized nation, slavery, all this I've done. Why did I do it? Votes, money? What did I do that for? I shouldn't have done that. I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
But they don't. Isn't that's remarkable to me. All of this is on purpose. None of this is an accident. And they all tie in together to be a sickness for society. And society is now currently very sick. And if you were to ask me, well, what's worse, the AIDS or the cancer or the gangrene? It's very difficult for me to sit here and choose one. I'm saying to you, we're in a mess. And we need a solution to all of them. And the solution to all of them is the same thing I said it was earlier, which is God. Because why did we build beautiful cathedrals? God.
As an honor.
Why did people get married and stay married? God was the solution to everything. That's why they're trying to remove it. They have to remove God so they can attack all of these different institutions with these insane ideologies. And these ideologies are weaponized virtue.
So what do we have besides God? Only God can save us now, my friend. Better start praying. Because we ain't got anything else. There's nothing else to believe in. What else are you going to believe in? It's scary. If you believe in God, you're not going to worship your wife. You're going to respect your wife. You're going to do your very best to do good by her. But you worship God. You're not going to allow a woman to trounce all over you. You're like, no, sorry, we live godless. We live within certain boundaries within this house, and we're a religious household, and you're not going to do that. Otherwise, we're not going to be together anymore. This is how it works. We're a religious household.
Yep.
But everybody worships something.
Yeah.
By talking about being an atheist, you think you're just showing the world how smart you are and that nothing's above you, but it's absolutely not the opposite. You're worshiping fame. You're worshiping clicks, likes, money, some other person, some human. It's garbage.
Am I going to give up? That's what they want more than anything. That's what all of this is about, to chop off the head of the general. They want to destroy my life to stop anybody else being brave. Remember that Top G guy? He had it all going for him, didn't he? He had all that money, flying around the world, living on a yacht. Everything was fine for him. He spoke too much. Don't listen. You're doing well right now. It's not worth it. Look what happened to that guy. He's still in jail. That's what they want to do. I couldn't live with myself if I shut up. I couldn't look in the mirror if I am quiet. front. They'll kill the general at the front, even if the army wins. That's how it is. My future's set. It is what it is. I believe in God. I refuse to shut up. I've made my decisions. I'm the man I am. I've made my bed and I'm going to lie in it. So it is what it is.
Not I deserve it because I'm so great, but I deserve it because I'm brave enough to help other people. I think God gave it to me because I'm here to help other people. I genuinely believe God gave it to me so that I could run TakePledge.com and feed starving children, help people escape the matrix before the hole in the cloud closes, save people from depression by explaining to them that nobody cares. I believe I have a purpose. I believe that's why it was given to me.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.